Jerry, we're getting closer, and you have a schedule for the reunion.
We do. We released it today. There's a French and English version for everyone, so it's out there circulating right now. We're very happy that it's finally got the go-ahead, and we can show everyone what we've got.
Where can I and my fellow alumni of IFSS find it?
So right now it's on our Facebook page. We are also going to post it on our the Iroquois Falls Secondary School website itself, and it'll be in our local paper as well.
Okay. What's interesting or new or unexpected that might be on it? I know it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, it should be really fun. So we have the things that we had talked about before, the open house on both the days, the beer garden with the barbecue from our that's actually being run by an alumni from ESIFSS, Brian Robinson, of Smokey Robinson Catering. We have the alumni concert and then the around the town gatherings. We also have the two-person golf scramble, the golf tournament, two-person scramble that we're going to be having on the Saturday, as well as the anniversary gala. So something new with that is that the tickets will be for purchase through Eventbrite. Within probably the next 2 weeks, we're just finalizing the last of the admin details for that. So people near and far can purchase tickets for the gala, and that's the only thing that has a cost associated with it. And then we do have some community events that are new to us. So the museum will be having historical tours. They're going to have a display of all of the schools throughout the area, as well as a lot focused on IFSS. So they'll have that. The Iroquois Falls Public Library is going to be running some activities in conjunction with it. And the day in the park for July 1st with the town will be in conjunction with the reunion as well.
All right. What about the question of people bringing RVs with them? Will there be a place for them to park? Or?
Yeah, there will be a place. We're just finalizing exactly where it's going to be. We have a couple logistical issues that they have to iron out, but there will be a spot where people can park campers and things like that. And then on the Facebook site with the schedule, I also posted a link to the hotel in town, as well as Airbnbs that are around here. There's a lot of local people who run that type of establishment, so people can get some accommodation there as well.
Okay, anything you want to add?
Just we look forward to really celebrating this with everyone, and we're so happy that we've got the go-ahead and everything's out there, and it's going to be a great time.